We'll find out because we've got the coach of the Keystone Girls softball team, Jim Piazza, joins us. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
And we thought about when we were coming out in the springtime, you know, when it comes springtime, especially with WEOL, we cover spring sports and the different softball teams in the area. It's a big, good culture of softball in this Lorain County area, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's all the teams in Lorain County have really worked really hard to establish great programs, and we're pretty proud of our tradition that we have here at Keystone, too.
Let's see. 2012 was the last state
championship team. Correct. Yes.
Two other prior to that. And, of course, I was looking at one of the headlines, or at least from the Twitter or Facebook account. It's you're 16-0 this year, second year in a row for that.
In the conference,
right? Yes. And so there's a lot to live up to. When you start another season, how do you evaluate how things are going to go, or what's the word that you give to the young ladies as you start the season?
We really don't have to say too much about, you know, what they need to do because of our tradition. Every year, we have the high expectations of going to the state tournament every year. So the kids coming in at the younger ages have worked extremely hard and to develop themselves to be wanting to be a varsity softball player here at Keystone. So we're, you know, what we need to tell them is they just know about the tradition, and they want to live up to that. They don't want to let the tradition go. So they just continue to keep working hard year in, year out.
What kind of work and what does it take to be a Keystone softball player?
Well, it just takes a lot of, you know, obviously playing, but practicing mostly, you know, and getting involved. And fortunately, we have enough, a great feeder system here in LaGrange, and we work with our younger kids all the way, you know, from the third grade on the way up, so they continuously just want to get better. Everybody wants to get better. Everybody wants to be that Keystone softball player and be on the field in the varsity team.
I remember 7 years ago, my daughter was a little eagle in Avon looking up to the varsity basketball players, and I've got to think that's how it is here with a lot of the young, you know, the young girls looking at those people thinking, I want to do that one day.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because the years we won the state championships, those girls were the ones that were in the stands watching the state championship games, and they have always wanted to do it. And then when they had their opportunity, they would win a state championship. And then that next group was the 2012 group that sat there and watched the 2006 team win it. You know, so this is the group that watched the 2012, you know, in there. So we're hoping great things, but we got to take it one game at a time.
So you're telling me, as the coach, and you've been doing this, as you said, I think you told me before, 13 years now for that?
Correct.
As that, you probably look in the stands while the state championship's going on, thinking, where's my future players out there as well? What brought you into this to be a coach of softball?
Well, I was a head basketball coach, and at the time, Dave LaFue was the head softball coach, and he asked me if he had a good group of kids coming up, and he wanted to get somebody that had some discipline and to push the kids and for his JV coach, and he asked me if I'd be interested, and I'm like, I'm a baseball guy. I don't know a lot about softball, but he says, oh, you'll be fine. It's, you know, you just got to learn the pitching part, and first year, I loved it. It's just a great, fast game, and I enjoyed it from that moment on and just stuck with it, and then I ended up giving up basketball.
Well, what kind of studying did you have to do to understand it? Not only, I guess, the sport, but also dealing with the young women, too, maybe slightly different, perhaps?
You just had to understand, like, when to throw what pitch, where to in the situations, and, you know, there's a lot of film, or just watching games. It's no different than any other sport that you have to really, you know, study the opponent and how they hit, and, you know, and I think with our coaching staff, we have a really nice coaching staff, and, you know, we do a great job of studying our opponents and figuring out where their weaknesses are, and hopefully that we're there to play that day.
Well, you stepped into somewhat of a tradition, obviously.
Correct.
Then, too.
Correct.
When you get out of Lorain County, what are you amazed with by seeing the state players and the different ones that you'll get on a tournament that you see that maybe you may heard about or whatever, but you get to see some of these players?
Well, that's where we started the previous Memorial Tournament, is so we got to see those teams. We would bring those teams in, so it would be 2 weeks before the state tournament starts, so then we're able to see all those teams and what they can do and where we need to work on. And so we started that tournament for that reason alone, you know, not only to honor Mr. Priebus, but we also did it to, you know, bring in the best teams in the state of Ohio to come in one place so we could see where, okay, this is what we need to work on, this is where we need to get better at.
True. You're only sort of as good as your competition, or you think that you're good, until you find out what other competition is out there.
Correct.
You know, undefeated or certain, you don't know how that's going to play out.
Right? On your days when you don't have games, what's your normal routine?
Well, we hit a lot. You know, we have a hitting routine that we follow, but then we also go on we'll take for evaluating what we did in games. Obviously, the way the weather's been this year, we've been playing, not a lot of practice. So the last few days, we've actually got some practice in, so we're able to go over the things that we struggled with during the regular season to get ready for tournaments and go over those situations with the kids and make sure they understand where we need to improve on and what we did. So I like the practice days. I'd rather practice than games sometimes just because it just makes us so much better. And I know everybody wants to see games, but that's where you win and lose games is in the practice.
Well, tonight or this afternoon, you start the tournament.
Correct.
Right? And you're playing.
We play Vermilion. They won yesterday.
So they're coming off one. You're kind of sitting wait to see what they are. What are you expecting coming up in this first round?
Well, I'm expecting what we normally expect every day. We have a big target on our back, and everybody wants to beat us, and we understand that. But we're just going to go and play our game and stay under control, and we should be successful.
Now, I looked at your schedule this year in all, 16-0, many of them double-digit wins. Do you feel confident when you get into those double digits? I guess, or do you like those kind of 1-0, 2-0 kind of games? How does that?
Well, as a coach, you always want like those competitive 1-0, 2-0 games. But it's also nice sometimes to see the kids get rewarded for their hard work in those double-digit games. You know, and hitting's contagious. And when somebody does it, then everybody else wants to do it, and then it just snowballs. And we've been very fortunate enough to have a lot more of those on our end, not the other.
When your pitchers are flinging that ball to home plate, how fast is that ball going?
Well, we have different pitchers, but they're probably in the low 60s, high 50s.
And the pitching mound is how far from home plate?
43 feet.
Wow. I don't know how they hit a ball. I just can't imagine doing that.
Well, it's yellow, so you can see it coming.
Have we settled that? Is it a yellow softball?
It is a yellow softball, and it is different from baseball because of the delivery in softball. Not only is it from a shorter distance, but you don't see the ball because it's coming from the low by the hip, where in baseball you see it coming up in the air. So it's not only that, it's a little even harder for that to pick up. And, you know, I know Jenny Finch has faced a lot of Major League Baseball players that have not hit her because it's a tough situation. It's tough to do.
So with softball, it's mainly the pitching. You look to find out who your pitchers are, put them in order of strength for that, and then you kind of build around that for your team?
Well, it all starts with pitching and catching, obviously, but, you know, we like to focus on our defense and hitting, you know, because everybody else is focusing on the pitching part. Well, probably about 6 years ago, we really started focusing on our offensive side to counteract the good pitching and figure out ways that we're going to be a better hitting team. So we took a different approach. When everybody else was focusing on pitching, we started focusing on hitting.
Defense, too, because with those short games, you can see if pitchers are doing the thing, everything's fine. But if there's somebody that hits something that just, you know, an oddball thing will happen and you're thinking, well, if just that one defensive flub or error, you know, can cost you the game.
That's softball. One mistake can cost you a whole game. That's why it's a great game. It's very exciting. And I know my brother coaches baseball at Elyria High. He's the head baseball coach there. And he just comes every time, and he's nervous the whole game because he's like, in baseball, you can make a few errors and stay in the game. Softball, you can't.
Right, and it's amazing how that is. And what do you say about, for your team? Is it healthy right now? Is it in good shape?
We're getting healthy. Right now we have some injuries, but the great thing about our program is we have that person that wants to be the next person to step up and fill in. And we've been successful doing that throughout the year because we have gone through some injuries up and down throughout the whole year, but we've always had another kid ready to go to step up. So
how many roster do you have on us?
Right now for the tournament, and right now we have an 18-player roster for the tournament.
Okay. Well, we wish you luck tonight against Vermilion. Unless anyone's from Vermilion listening, good luck with you, Lady Sailors. And then, you know, as the tournament goes, I know we'll be having some of those games on the radio, and we look forward to hearing some of those fun, exciting games as we get. And we know when softball shows up, it's getting to be warm months, and the tournament's getting in there into June. Jim, thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you very much, and I'd like to give a shout-out. We have two players that today's their birthday. So it's Paige Hartley and Destiny Weber. Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. win them for them, then. Happy birthday
That's
to
right.
them. Well, Jim, thanks very much. Jim Piazza, Keystone
Thank you very
softball
much.
Coach, joining us this morning here as we spotlight LaGrange. It is